Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles. Hey, everybody, how are you? Good to be with you. What a fantastic day it is today. My name is MJ the DJ. I'm going to be with you all afternoon. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic time. Hope you've enjoyed your election week. I know I have. Here are the spinners.
Yeah!
Woo!
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Grab your c***s and bend over and take your socks.
Whoa.
MJ, wait, I'm sorry, I blew that one. Hold on. Voice tracking for the
isn't it grab your c***s and, oh, grab your ankles and
c***s. Can't c*** that on a broadcast.
What the hell?
Broadcast signal, I'm doing my stuff here. Rob, can you have some jingles and music standing by?
Sure,
I just
can do that.
Get these done. I want to knock these out before lunchtime. Yeah, here in the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio, MJ the DJ. Let's try it again, okay? Kurt, cue it, please. Thank you. Hold on, I talked over it, Kurt. All right, yeah. Want to give me that?
Is Kurt your board op?
We got to do it again.
Yeah, it's my board op in the booth.
Okay.
Hold on. MJ the voice tracker.
Washington's winner.
The sound of Erie, Pennsylvania, W-E-R-I, MJ the DJ with you. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. I'll be here all afternoon taking your song requests. If you want to get on the line, get on the air. We hope you enjoy that. Here's a bulletin from Kirk, give it to me one more time. Thank you. W-E-R-I, the sounds of Erie, Pennsylvania. How you doing? I'm MJ the DJ. Taking your song requests all afternoon. W-E-R-I would like to remind you that this month, November, is National Be Kind to Turkeys Month. No, I'm actually kidding. That's just a little levity. But, hey, don't we all need a lot of levity in this day and age? We sure do. MJ Show on W-E-R-I and the sounds of the Purple One. Prince, for you. All right, that's good. Knock that one out there.
It's a keeper. Right,
yeah. Here is good.
Kurt, you got any more for me up there, Kurt? You got any?
Want one from the booth?
Yeah, let's do one for the booth.
WABC.
Hey, everybody. It's MJ the DJ. This is WZZZ. We are located in the heart of Arizona's desert country. Here's Orleans and Still the One. Give me another one, please.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you very much. Washington's Hey, everybody, it's MJ the DJ. How you doing today? I'll be with you all afternoon long, taking your song requests. Hope you enjoy it. It's a beautiful day to get outside. Temperature should be A-OK.
You want that one, MJ?
Yeah, well, that's a keeper. No,
it is. Okay.
I know people are hearing the different jingles. We don't use. You just have to have a jingle, and then they pop in the regular
right.
jingle for the.
You ready for another one?
Up there. Yeah. Go ahead.
WMAL-AM63, the number one voice in Washington.
WCCC, Springfield, Massachusetts. MJ the DJ with you. How you doing today? Hope you're having a fantastic time. Here's a reminder that Toys for Tots is just around the corner. If you got a little toy you want to drop off at the radio station, we sure appreciate it. Just come by, and all you have to do is bring a wrapped toy. Don't take it out of the box. God knows we don't want you to do that. Just drop it off in the lobby. See Karen. I think it's Karen. No, I'm sorry, Linda. She is our WCCC receptionist. And she will be accepting toys, because... Who doesn't want to benefit the kids, huh? We all want to do that. That's true.
Came out
Stepped on that. Well, that's a caper. We'll keep that one.
Yeah, that'll do. Okay, very good.
I got one more I need to do right now.
Yeah, okay. Right, here
Hold
we
on.
Are.
Let me get my papers.
All right, get it ready.
Wait a minute. Which one is that? All right, hold on. Okay. All right.
You got this.
Okay. I got it. All right.
All right, you ready?
There you go. Yeah, all right.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
It's a K. It's a K. It's a West Coaster. Right,
oh, okay. We can
God
start again.
Damn it.
We
I
can
apologize.
Start again.
You okay up there, Kurt?
Everything's cool. You want the same record?
Yeah, lay it down.
All right.
Here we go.
WDRC. Hartford.
Thanks for listening to KHTK Sacramento. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. This is MJ the DJ on your asparagus station. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. I'll be with you the whole ride home. Yeah, and who doesn't enjoy that ride home with some great music? How about these two ladies still rocking after all these years? Anne and Nancy Wilson, this is Hart on KHTK. All right, I'm done. Thank you very
Perfect.
Much.
Nailed it.
Ah, okay, we're done for today. Thanks for allowing me to use your booth, guys. I appreciate that. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good, MJ. How have you been?
I'm tired.
How come?
I do 377 radio stations around the country.
All
really
in one
kind
week?
Of tedious. Yeah. Now, well, you know, sometimes I do half of them one week, half of them the other week.
You do you give
I mean?
A different but, presentation to different stations?
Yeah, of course I do. I do. Well, I just did.
Well, I know. Yeah. But I mean, you're not I mean, always talking up records.
Been at this 27 years, pal.
I know you're not always talking up records. I mean, do you ever do like PSAs and stuff?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I do that.
Could you do one?
Well, I got one here.
Oh, people nice, don't know what a PSA nice is. It's a public service announcement.
Well, not what callers do you want me to give? I don't have. This is not a formal task. You're just making me do an exercise like I'm a broadcast student.
Yeah, well, do a PSA for B104 Baltimore.
B104 Baltimore reminds you that the SPCA is taking donations during National Don't Be Cruel to Animals Month. If you'd like to drop off your donation, you can do it anytime you want. Stop in the mail or you can send it by what? Send it by wire. What the hell are they thinking?
Small copy.
I got to update the copy.
Oh, my God. Wire the money? I don't know what that one is. How are they going to lose? But I've been doing this a long time, you know. I try to get my own life.
I understand.
To the radio stations that I'm on, you know what I mean?
How do you decompress from all this responsibility?
Yeah, it's a
Quite
lot of
simple.
Stuff.
Quite simple. There's something that was invented almost as old as time, as old as man, and that's red wine.
Oh.
red wine. I have plenty. I've got a large cellar. I've got a 10,000 bottle cellar.
Oh, my God.
My
really?
Yeah, back in my home.
Voice tracking's done you well.
Well, sort of well. I keep the 10,000 bottles in my trailer.
But you said cellar, so is it under the trailer?
It's under the trailer where the lattice is. Have you seen No Country for Old Men?
I have.
You know when he puts the guns underneath, you know, the guy, right? The dude that comes up there? Yeah, that's right.
How old of a guy are you? MJ?
48 years old.
Don't be an ageist. Don't be an ageist.
I'm just curious. I think it's great that he's done so well in such a brief amount of time.
He's actually younger than you.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No,
he's not.
No, I'm 45.
Hey, I'm 48.
Right, so. I thought he was 44, no?
He said 48.
Ah.
48.
What show are you listening to? Are you listening to another voice track
show? Another voice track show. Apologize.
It's been a long week. But listen, guys, I got to roll. I got a massage at noon.
Oh. Is it in the trailer?
It's in the trailer. Yeah, no one's coming over. It's just my own.
Oh, God.
But I got to roll.
What a tough week.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take
thanks,
care
MJ.
Of yourself, and I guess you can start the goddamn show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of America.
Sit your monkey ass down. Chill out. I know it's bad right now with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
Now I understand everyone's emotional right now, but listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down, Camacho!
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive. And number three, he's gonna fix everything. I give you my word as president. He'll fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's gonna make them grow again. And that ain't all. I give you my word. He's gonna fix the dust on too.
President Camacho stood before the world and promised everyone that Joe would solve all their problems. He would not only end the Dust Bowl and heal the economy, but he would cure acne and car sickness as well. And if he didn't, President Camacho made another promise. He would kick Joe's smart balls all the way up to the roof of his smart mouth, and then he would throw his brainy ass back in jail.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Yeah. Art imitating life, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com online. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to have you with us. Our show today brought to you by Distilled. That's D-S-T-L-D. Woo! If you're trying to decide between buying a new laptop or a new pair of pants, something's wrong in your world, Pachango.
Pally.
Hey, Pally. Oscar is wearing his Distilled jeans right now. You don't want bargain bin denim. That is for damn sure.
Oscar was dancing. They're good jeans for dancing, aren't they?
Bargain bin denim boys is going to fall apart, but the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Distilled. I spelled it before you before. I'll do it again. D-S-T-L-D. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, starting at just $65. Distilled eliminates excessive markups by refusing to work with those pesky middlemen.
Hate them.
Who needs people in the middle? Okay, Malcolm? Come on. And just in time for the fall season, you can pair them with a new jacket. Hey, where'd you get that jacket?
The network gave it to me.
Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are available with the same superior quality and effortless style as Distilled jeans. You will love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now. Get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now.
Carpe denim.
Five easy letters.
Nice pull.
DSTLD. .com/TMOS. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I play with my machines back here sometimes, and that was MJ, the DJ. He's
what is, actually, you know what, the settings, I'm entertained by the names of the settings on the machine.
The actual setting is called MJ2011.
So that's how he got his name.
So I actually looked at it.
Like how?
Yeah, that's good enough for me, and just messed around and fooled around with it. And
like having him on.
I'm working on a Melania Trump, but I don't have it ready just yet.
Mike, and, but we got MJ.
We got MJ out of it. That's where MJ came from yesterday. So
there are no bad ideas.
No, what's that? There are.
That's management. Oscar,
keep killing me. Please keep killing me. I'm implementing a strategy of a minor avoidance of national news media.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Good policy.
Yeah, not watching the shows that I normally watch. I watched a movie that I think is appropriate for me last night. It's an old movie. I didn't watch any of the TV series. And by the way, thank you for the recommendations. I am taking them all to heart. I watched No Country for Old Men last night.
It's a good movie.
That is a great movie.
Oh, man.
Still, yeah. if again, one of those movies that you can watch again and again. Because you're like, damn, this is such a great movie.
And I must hate myself because I watched again Westworld after I said I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Well, the sex was pretty damn good.
It's better, but it's not enough. It's still so sucky.
The AI sucky. Sex will never be it. As great as real sex.
So you married into it. So you married into it.
He's talking to the guy who owns the gas station out in the middle of Texas.
Yeah.
So you married into it. Well, I just picked the coin. Yes. Don't put it in your pocket. Don't put that coin in your pocket.
That guy, oh, my God.
Pretty
who would want one of those little tools? You know,
where
you're walking around with a gas canister and you got the little cattle thing.
Perfect.
Like You know, and it just like shoots out a bar. Isn't that how it works? It does that, right?
A prodder?
It's
like
sort of
a cattle prod. It's like what they, I think, use to slaughter cattle. I have no idea whether that thing's real or not, but that's a pretty intense
movie. Does a prodder just move them around or slaughter them?
Well, I always, the way I
doesn't slaughter
I got
them.
It,
okay.
You know, God knows I could ask people down here. They would know the answer to that down here. I know people
great
that
conversation
are in that
starter.
Hey, ever slaughter a cow?
I was doing a bit on the show, and the guys really didn't know. What say you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I could go out and... that'll be a good thing tonight when I head out to the Cocoonville Social Hour, where the where everybody gathers to kind of say hello after they've all been snowbirding up north, and they all come down to rekindle their relationship.
Isn't that event called Perfect Country for Old Men?
Perfect Country for Old Men. Very exciting.
Do the people that are returning?
And by the way, I can tell by the quality of our signal today that that they're back.
They're back.
And another way I can tell: the guy that I dealt with last year. The guy that loves to talk about where he's going and where he's working, but really never fixes the problem, makes it worse.
Yeah.
He's back. And I saw him yesterday, and I kind of had the Napoleon where I went, oh,
rah-rah.
Help me. He's
Mike.
Back.
Cable.
Do the residents go to the Healing Stones before they go to the party or after?
The Healing Stones?
Yeah, the cocoons.
You mean the big cocoons that are in the pool?
You too? You got a boner too? Blue Steel? That's right. They go to the Healing Stones. That would be the cocoons.
Yeah, the cocoons.
They would be, and the way you should have said it, I would have understood it. Do they jump into the Fountain of Youth pool before they go to the Cocoonville? Yeah, so they can all dance up a storm. No, my greatest fear, have a nice run, hon. Have a nice run.
Oh, man.
The eyebrows look great.
She's looking great.
She's America's favorite surprised-looking athlete.
Have a nice run, Joan.
She's always so happy when she's running.
Wow, I didn't think the movie would end that way.
Let me explain to you why I'm doing better today than yesterday.
Please.
Or the day before. I bumped into some people here, and you know their political proclivity.
Sure.
And I'm getting the whole... sympathy vote. They would have hated me if she won. You know, to put it on a totally selfish and personal level, they would have really hated me if she won. But since he won, they're all coming over. One of the guys, I swear to God, I'm hitting some golf balls yesterday, and he comes up and he goes, "So how you doing?"
Really?
Like he got it. Like, yeah.
And it's not like a humble brag. It's not a passive aggressive thing.
No, like, and another guy did the exact same thing. The first guy, I'm not sure where he lines up. He was saying some things about his family members, his daughter in particular, who
he's dating a black guy.
He
didn't
get it. Yeah, just is left of center. So a dating black guy.
Who put a quarter in him?
He's wound. It's Friday Oscar today.
And Friday Pony.
Friday Pony is here. But it was I will say that it was a surprise, and it was kind of welcoming. But at the same time, when you engage in a conversation like, how you doing, okay, and then it pivots right into their unbridled optimism. And I'm okay with that. Look, I'm okay with people protesting. I'm okay with people being optimistic because they voted for Trump. Look, there's nothing we can do about that. You know, there's really nothing but it is the right of people to go out into the streets if they're pissed off and blow off a little of their steam. They can do that. That's just that's the reality of the world. That's not fake.
Wish more people voted that were protesting.
You know what? I think probably I'm going to go on the assumption that the people that were in the streets may have voted as well.
That's the impression I got. That's the impression I got.
Some of those kids at American, and I know you fools in here have some ties to
it. Oh, the flag burning.
Yeah, the flag burning. I would say that some of those kids were just there to put the picture on Snapchat.
Well, let's get it.
I was shocked that Tony Perkins was there.
The thing I'm excited about, we have a regular political reporter who's on.
Oh, yeah, remember he called the race?
Yeah. He called the race, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring him in here. He's Dan O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen.
Dan O'Brien.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
He's not. That's the first time he heard it.
Oh, God, I have a jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
One more time.
I hope I made you proud, Mom.
Didn't quite pan out the way you expected, did it?
Yeah, you could say that. It's been an interesting couple of days, but just to reflect on your whole kind of point of like being optimistic and all that.
Now hold on, Dan. Don't misconstrue
what I said.
Do you
listen to the show?
I was talking about the people I was speaking with. I can understand their optimism.
Okay.
You won't get you don't get this boy ready to be optimistic just yet. That'll probably be. Let me see. I'll be optimistic down the road a piece.
Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. The last time I saw you optimistic was 1994.
That's true. Don't get happy.
Yeah, don't get happy, man.
That's the philosophy. But no, anger? Any anger in the college ranks there, Dan the Man?
I definitely know some people that have been very angry, some very angry Facebook posts, but I haven't seen, you know, like violence or anything like that. I mean, there have been protests and there have been some flag burnings, not at GMU from what I've seen, but from what I've seen on Facebook.
Protests down here in Fort Myers, which surprises me because this was a very red county and there have been some protests down here. It is the right of people to protest, but at the same time, I am a firm believer. Look, you can say a lot of stuff, but fair and square. The election was won.
Yeah.
The election was won. I mean, I'd feel that way, whichever the outcome, and I feel that way. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So that's it. And, you know, down here with the Cocoonville, if they're going to be sympathetic to me, if they're going to treat me like I have some sort of incurable disease, I'll accept that. That's better. Tonight, I'm going to get all kinds, though. Tonight, you know I'm going to get gloating.
You got to brace yourself.
You know
yourself.
I'm going to get the gloating.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, and I'm also not drinking. So I'm going to this function dry, which is going to be another... Ooh. True delight. How are we hearing?
I want him to boost my level.
Oh, your level.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Down here.
Oh my! No, we hear you just great, Mike.
You sound dynamite. You sound phenomenal.
I won't let it upset me, but that is what I expected from. I did not expect that from the people down here, so it's interesting as I'm rolling along and seeing.
Can I
all
ask
kinds.
Another question about the season opener party? And what's the proper name for it?
Season opener.
I think it's the season opener. Okay. I think that's what they call it.
How much of a drinking event is it?
It's a drinking event. It just seems like this is like the third major event that I've attended where I am teetotaling it because I don't know how to turn the switch off.
It's multicultural, right?
And it's yeah. Oh, absolutely multicultural. Yeah. I think we have one person from India. I think we have one person from India.
Joan, did you know that there's an Indian fellow around the world? I guess
we have to ask how he voted because he wasn't born here.
Hey. And that person like walks through the clubhouse and you hear the, you know, it's like...
I was wondering if there was a chance that I could get some nachos. I enjoyed the cheddar cheese melted on top of the tortilla chips.
Well, meanwhile, it's a season. Sorry, father. I'll say this, that growing up, I remember lifeguarding at multiple country clubs. Not necessarily communities, but you had to be part of the community.
So when you would walk on the pool deck, you would get the...
Oh, they thought, yes, that's that young, smooth Latino boy. Of course, he's working for us.
Meanwhile, Karen, look at him. There's that Latino boy that's our new lifeguard. Well, isn't that amazing, Lisa? I didn't even know he could swim. Do they teach them to swim?
Yes. Meanwhile, Oscar's mentally prioritizing the order in which he's going to save the people who drowned.
Mike, I remember when he was a nuclear physicist.
Oh, that's the best
kind. An Indian gentleman joined the club, and there were murmurs on that pool deck. They're like, did you see? And I'm sitting in the... I hear these conversations because I'm sitting in the lifeguard chair.
Is he getting in the water? He's getting in the water. Oh, no. Don't they do something? Don't they eat with one hand and do something else with one hand?
God bless this gentleman because this is 96 in Lily White, Bethesda, Maryland, right?
Right.
And I remember sitting in the chair and I was they clearly forgot that I'm above them and I can hear them down on the deck.
Right.
And they're like, well, it's a good thing he's educated. I'm like, no S! No S! It costs $200,000 just to be thought of at this club.
Oscar, they're always going to talk in front of you because they're assuming you don't speak English. He's just the help. It's fine.
You know, when I really think about all the places that I've played golf and all the dues that I've paid and these kind of places, I love the game of golf. That's it. That's the thing I did. If you said to me there will be no golf, this would be the sound that I made running out the door because I just don't do it. And I have always, for the longest time, tolerated everything else that goes on around it.
Did you ever
sport.
Enjoy the social aspect of it? Because you've been
I've had
amazing clubs.
I've had great parties. In fact, but the initial. Like probably you remember Evergreen out in Manassas.
Yeah,
Evergreen.
They had a power party. Happy hour there.
There was, I think there was one example of diversity at Evergreen. I think there was one example of it at Evergreen. the thing about Evergreen, when they welcomed me to the place, it was like really cool. I had just purchased a house out there, and I was like new to the neighborhood.
Yeah, celebrity.
Really kind of
celebrity in that
person
time.
Of note. Yeah. Celebrity had that celebrity status. Really got, and then you know life goes on, and a divorce happens, and then you know, and then I fired a guy from my band that was a member of the club, and it turned into this
bad
giant
feelings.
S storm, but the thing I remember
is
most
it high
was,
school like in that respect.
Oh, it's completely high school like.
Okay,
it's a carryover of high school. You have the bullies, you have the non-bullies, you have the mean girls, you have everything. It's exactly the same thing. What I remember though is that as I became older, it became more and more of everywhere I've always been. I've always been an outsider politically, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're sitting with a group of, say, 8 or 9 people, and the jokes start or the commentary starts, and you're completely and totally out of the loop on it. And I felt there was this one guy that came walking by, and he was a young guy, like my age when I joined a place like that, and he spoke up. And I felt like I didn't have a unit. I felt like, seriously, my little Willie went away. I really felt that way because this guy had such guts to stand up, and everybody shut up. And they were doing something that was kind of like on the edge. And I was so desensitized to it that I wasn't even paying attention. Oh. I watched this guy do that. But that environment is, it's like high school. It is kind of a high yeah. school environment that you have, you know?
How many Latinos tonight?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me. Hold on a second.
I'm just asking for my people.
I know, yeah. Hold on.
Catering or
not a work. Not working okay. the function.
Oh, guests
that actually
guests
that will be there.
We need your answer, please.
Just give me 1 second.
I'm yes, of course.
I'm going through the director.
Good.
Lopez.
We'll have it for in a second.
Santana.
Garcia.
That's Lopes. That's Lopes.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you got your answer?
Nope. No, that's just he tans. Hold on just a second.
He tans. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought for a second.
That lovely glow.
It was a bad photograph. There we go.
You can go through the composites.
I'm sorry, I got to hand you the goose egg.
That's rough. A shame. That is rough. About that. What about African Americans, the blacks?
All right, let's take a look at that.
Parenthetically speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't take that long. Zero, 2.
Diversity at its best.
White
diversity
and whiter.
101. Yeah. We are a diverse nation. Yes. It's going to be an interesting time, isn't it?
It is.
It's going to be an interesting time.
And we're only 2 days into it.
2 days into it, yeah. And there hasn't been an inauguration yet.
No, I'm not sure there's going to be one.
I don't know. Oh, my call
be
it
okay.
off. All right, we're going to take
Thanks,
a break.
Jimmy.
Come back. More fun and more thrust of the Michael Mara Show. Everybody was kung fu
fighting. This week on the Michael Mara Bonus Show.
Yeah, the slogan is dress like the girl next door, but in the bedroom you want a whore.
Dress like the girl next door, in the bedroom dress like a whore.
Right, and you like that.
Yeah, I like whores.
Why don't you tell everyone in the deli that?
Hey, I gotta tell you something.
Larry Dementia.
No, I'm fine. No, the bleeding, I think the bleeding has stopped. I love whores. I'm Larry King, and I love whores. More whores, the better. Whores and Bernie's? The waitresses are laughing their asses off.
The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. I love Vistaprint holiday cards. I love it because it's easy. I love it because it makes me feel like Christmas time and holiday time. And you can create a personal, customized holiday card without spending much time or money at Vistaprint.com. I did it myself. It's fun. It's easy. They have lots of options. And it's easy to personalize your card with your own message and photos. Might be going the photo route this year.
You should. With a cute kid like yours?
Mrs. O'Mara may have done a little photo shoot for the holiday. It's a holiday card that friends and relatives will love to receive, and it's a great value at 50% off. That's 50 holiday cards for as low as $21.99. Just use our code TMOS50 at checkout. In this day and age, don't we need to be more civil to one another? Don't we need to send each other holiday
yes.
cards?
Nothing more heartwarming than a holiday card. It
That's
shows you
right.
care.
You put TMOS50 in a checkout, boom, 50% off applied automatically. That easy. And they got all sorts of great stuff. Calendars, mugs, canvas prints, gifts for anybody. So this year, skip the hassle, skip the generic. Go to Vistaprint.com for 50% off holiday cards. To get 50% off, rather, just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom holiday card. Enter the code TMOS50 at checkout. Again, that's TMOS50. And your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. Go to Vistaprint.com and get your holiday shopping done today, everybody. Does it make me evil?
Yes.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
It's been terrific.
Thank you, everybody. Does it make me evil that I have to tell you the whole story. I'm okay. Going to, we decide, Mrs. O'Mara provides a wonderful hot breakfast almost every morning of the week. It's one of the luxuries I enjoy in my life. Today, she's going to take a little break. There was a lot of stuff to do around the house. We had some people come by last night with their kids, so we actually were chilling today. So I said, I'll just run out to the Mickey D's. I'll grab you little egg white delights, and I'll grab me a egg a muffin. And I'll come back and remember that. What was that bit? What was that bit that where the guy, the rock and roll guy, was in the recording booth and he goes, egg a muffin.
Yeah, well, egg
I don't
muffin.
Know. It was funny. But then the little guy starts to cry and he wanted pancakes and he'd already had some Cheerios. So we decided we'd humor his little ass and go out and get him some pancakes. So twice in like less than a half hour, I'm in the drive-through line of the local Mickey D's.
Oh.
And you know, maybe it's my state of mind. Maybe it's that I haven't liked this for quite some time. When you purchase your food and they say, would you like to donate to Ronald McDonald House? I just get a little peeved. The first time because I went through and I got the breakfast and I was kind of in a better frame of mind, the best frame of mind I've been in all week. And I went, yeah, okay, go ahead. Put it on there. La-da-da-da. Good morning. New leaf. Start the day. Ha-ha. How are you? Egg a muffin. Fantastic. Everything's right. Second time when I ran back up because I had to get the little guy his pancakes, you know, I had to go through this whole dog and pony explanation. I was here 10 minutes ago. I don't want to do that. It just bugs me that these corporate enterprises now get the credit for these charitable donations on the backs of their customers. I don't dig that.
Kohl's does like a really crafty way, too. If you go to Kohl's, I was there the other day with my mom and Julia. They needed something. I forget. And they said, would you like to round that up to the nearest dollar for a donation to
ooh,
whatever it is?
Rounding.
Yeah, that's sneaky. Yeah, that is sneaky.
Are you going to ask your customers to do math now?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, in this day and age, I understand we want to help our fellow man, but come on, are you charging enough for your food? Or
hey,
your
why don't you donate what I paid?
Yeah, Mike, a matching donation is always great. If someone's going to do that, that's something different, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do they match these things all the time, or are they just taking the extra
a couple things
buck?
Happen. One is, I know Wendy's asked you to buy a little key tag, which is a smoothie key tag for $1. And then you can get free smoothies for, let's say, till the new year.
Mm-hmm. So they're giving you,
they're giving you something
for your donation.
It's cool, but the Wendy's in Manassas near the tech corridor.
Are they smoothies or Frosties?
Frosties.
If we're being specific.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't make Dave Thomas spin in his grave.
Yes. That's a mistake a fat man would make.
You're right.
You wouldn't say a smoothie. Yeah. They never had a healthy smoothie.
Okay, a Frosty.
They have that plastic and chocolate flavoring.
It's a suck product anyway.
The Frosty?
Yes.
But
the Frosty almost gets by when they put stuff in it. You know, when they have it like mixed with caramel or something.
Oh, I was going to say like a hamburger.
This is when Oscar starts this discussion and we go off on a tangent.
So, the lady...
By the way, is it true what they say about the chili that they scrape the grill and put the leave-ins in the chili?
I know that it is. It's yesterday's hamburgers.
It's really good.
Loves the chili.
It's one of my favorites. Mm.
She loves the chili too. You both, you know why? The chili's super low-cal.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's actually good. Not bad.
Like
not bad.
I know that when Carla tasted it, she was surprised how good it was.
Yeah, with those eyebrows. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Mary. He said it. That's Rob that said that, Carla. Rob said that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The lady's a bully in the drive-thru. If you say no to the dollar, she'll chastise. She says, it's only $1.
Like, did she say that? I'd say F you and drive off.
Multiple times to multiple people.
I'd say $1 is a major percentage of minimum wage, ma'am.
You would show her.
I got a spit burger.
Look, if you buy the bonus show, a subscription here on the program, on the Mike O'Mara show, yes, we'll make a $5 donation after you give it to us to the Human Fund. And if that works out, then...
The TMOS Human Fund.
That's right.
Please help Oscar, Rob, Mike, and Pony And not the interns.
They're
not human.
I don't like big corporations making you feel guilty for doing something that, hey, we could do on our own, right? They're not necessarily making it easier to donate. I think a lot of people donate and they choose the charities that they're going to support.
I'm sometimes specific about it.
I know it's just a dollar. I know it's just rounding up. They're technically making it easier to fundraise, but if you make me feel guilty about it, not cool.
Yeah.
I am somebody, if I see somebody on the side of the road and I know people, you know, there are people that are very much against that. I don't. If I see somebody, I've always believed, I don't care what they're up to. I don't care what they're
about. Well, sometimes you'll call the police if you remember that. If you have a suitcase and you look disheveled, you call the police.
Oh, that guy was scary. Yeah. And that guy, well, Oscar, if you remember the story, when we drove by that guy, he had the suitcase next to him and he was going, boom.
Boom.
Boom. And it was like, hey, if you see something, say something. Yeah. That was what that fell into. And then they went through his suitcase and he was just an odd individual, but he also wasn't standing there with a sign or anything.
Did you give him $5?
He wasn't panhandling.
Oh.
He was standing at a bus stop looking out at the traffic, and he was going, boom, boom. I know you love to make me see – you love to play the hypocrite card with me, but that was not a homeless person.
Do you remember when you guys parked to watch him?
Yeah. And wasn't there an argument – there was an argument about – parking the finding the perfect mix that everyone could agree on of being close enough to see him, but being far enough away that if he had a bomb, you would be safe.
Like if he had a bomb or he saw me and started to, you know, run at me and eat my face.
Excuse me, sir. I'm here to eat your face.
I just wanted to park clandestinely, and he was a weirdo, and the cops, like, checked on him, and then they went on their way, and then, you know, because here's the thing. He was going boom, boom.
Yes.
And then you know what he did? He went across the street, and he sat down at a bus stop. And the first thing I was thinking, if this guy was pointing at his suitcase
and
he was going boom, boom, I really thought this is, you know, this is the way all this stuff should be. When you see something like this,
you should feel like
the worst case scenario, how would you feel? It's like,
in Fort Myers, Florida today, a bus exploded when a strange man got in.
I didn't want that.
Maybe he was gesturing, my life has exploded. Bomb. I got nothing. My life's imploded. Bomb.
All the way down here, though, you know, when I'm in the airport. I haven't seen many creepy people in the airport, you know?
Then, Mike, you know what that means? That means you're the creepy person in the airport.
I think the airport, they do a great job because of the security to really, like shimmy those people out in and out, like right away.
You know
away.
What I have to show?
They shimmy them.
I can't believe this. This is what's great about this show.
What?
I haven't even told you guys this.
What?
What I get. When I go to the airport now, I have to show a special card.
Oh,
why?
Did you get a clear card?
I set off the detector now because I got a hardware in my head.
Oh, my God.
I've got metal in my head.
You're RoboCop.
So I'm RoboCop. I have to always go to the special one where you put your hands above
your head. Yeah.
I can't go through the regular metal detector. So when I flew on JetBlue up to D.C. and I got the what do they call it? The extra time or whatever it is where you get through the line. It's irrelevant for me because Carla gets it and then I can't use it because they always put me in the side. Oh, you're going to have to go over here.
Oh,
have a card. I have a card that shows a
Is it a photo
TSA.
ID
or an exoskeleton?
I don't have my wallet with me right now, but it's a card that shows the TSA the fact that I have a surgical date when this hardware was put in me and I have to
hardware.
So,
yeah.
Do you have any implants, anything like that? Yes, I do. I'm part biotic now.
That's pretty cool.
It still slows you down though. It doesn't give you any advantage.
Well, what slows me down is if you have the hip implant, they say, all right, you have to go through the special tube, but would you like to donate $1 to the Ronald McDonald House when you go and do
donate $1 to TWA to bring it back?
Get that done. No, it's a strange experience now when I'm doing that. But they didn't make me take my shoes off, which also because I have the new hardware is a little problematic too. I don't like getting down there especially if I'm wearing kicks and, you know, I have to tie them all up again with my lack of flexibility.
Back to charity stuff. We're coming on the holiday season. How do you react when you see like the Salvation Army red kettle?
Probably 70-30 because I'll do it once at the beginning of the season and then I won't do it again. I'll see it. I won't do it every single time. But getting back to the when I see somebody on the side of the road, Rockville was a great example.
Oh my God.
We had so many homeless people in Rockville, and it was a strange place
They always would jump into like 4Runners and Grand Cherokees, though.
Did you really ever see that, or are you just doing that shtick? It's like, hey, I saw the guy get into a Mercedes. Boy, do I feel played.
See, that's like saying that when they established the Arrow, classic rock station, 94.7, they hired most of the air talent off the road. That would be silly, too. That never happened, Dave Adler.
What was that road? What was the main exit, Rob? What was the main exit off of 270?
Montrose.
Montrose Road that would take you up to the Pike.
So coming up Montrose Road one day, it was a cold rain, and it was sheets of rain. It was rain like I'd never seen. And a guy was standing there with a cardboard sign that said, please help. And he was absolutely, I've never been more aware of the level of desperation when you're sitting there doing that. I gave him $50. I told him, please get it. I said, please get out of the rain and just go get something hot to drink or something to eat. And it's just, that to me, it's right there. I can see it. It's just like when I go to Haiti.
An Irish coffee.
You see it? See, you can't get it. Yes, because he's going to say, he's going to take some kind of substance, right? He's going to take some kind of substance. You're throwing your money away because he doesn't work.
Mike, all I do is give to the homeless. And you know what I tell them?
I don't know whether you do or not.
The lady out front that's yelling all the time, I give her $5 on a regular basis.
Do you really? Okay, then that's good. I'm glad to hear
that. And half the time she yells at me and half the time she says thank you.
Is it the lady that has the...
That's like the worst slot machine ever. That's like level 20 on Todd's game.
Is it the lady that's got the real potty mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
She's cursing. And then
she's yelling at anything.
I know.
Right? Or is she yelling at anything? Is she just yelling?
She's just yelling.
She swears at the stoplight.
Yeah. So when I'm walking up to her, and if she's in mid-yell, people are probably like, oh my God, what is this guy going to do? And I reach into my pocket. And she continues yelling, but she takes the $5.
Does she recognize you? Does she know you're a soft touch?
She knows I'm a soft touch. Yeah. She knows.
She's got, what, two suitcases? Two full suitcases?
Full of Oscar's money.
Wouldn't that be funny? You open that suitcase and, cash plays out.
There's another guy that you probably haven't seen yet. He's straight out of central casting for the movie Falling Down. Okay. And he's got all leather on, full leather. I was actually, at first, I thought he was a European guy. I was like, that guy must have just gone off the plane. But no, he's just homeless, and he walks from Georgetown to Wisconsin. Not Cleveland Park, but Chevy Chase. He walks from Georgetown to Chevy Chase every morning. He's wearing all leather. He's got one of these leather suitcases, and he's not walking to work. He's just walking, right?
Yeah, Manassas had some big walkers.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the walking stick? I don't think she's alive anymore. I'm not sure. The lady with the elderly lady with the incredibly long, henna colored hair that weighed 15 pounds.
Yes.
And she had a stick.
Kensington has a running guy as well. When I used to drive from my parents, that's when I lived there, to the radio station, I would drive down. I'm like, that guy's running again? And for years, he would just run. And I think the junkies probably finally tracked him down and got the real story on him after Cakes and EB and everybody had seen him for years.
He was actually related to Jason Bishop, which is the way that went down.
No,
he was related, but Lurch still wouldn't let him in his Beamer.
He had some trauma.
To be fair, he wasn't money.
Apparently, he had some trauma as a younger man, and whatever happened within that accident, that's what he loves to do. He just runs.
Everybody has the story. We had another guy in Manassas, I remember, that was happy guy, and he was obviously a little disturbed, but he would wave at everybody, and he'd be having a running conversation the whole time. Did I say that? I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's show.
No, you just told me. You didn't mention it at all.
Did I tell you that this is called... Well, you know what? Let's take a break. I will tell you about the same lady Oscar's talking about and how suddenly we were commiserating with somebody about the crazy lady, and we didn't realize that we were just going to another level of crazy. I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Diana from Valley Forge. She writes, which is better, Irish, Canadian, or American whiskey? Well, Diana, obviously the alcoholic heritage of the Irish is solid. You can't trust Canadians because they're just waiting to invade. If you're a true patriot, you have to go all American.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
I love our booze spots. They're so funny.
And you
know
what? There's going to be a lot of booze posts tonight. Friday night after the election.
Absolutely.
Lots of pictures. Look for them on the Facebook.
Not for me. I don't have permission. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. Hello, losers. Yes, we're all losers. Newsweek says that the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. You lose your keys, you lose your bag, you lose your wallet, and then you lose your mind. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. Listen up. I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free. Tracker is a coin-sized device. We love them. You can find anything in seconds. You pair it with your smartphone, and then you attach it to whatever you want to, usually your keys.
Right.
Rob put it on his dog's collar.
Yep.
You can find things, their precise location, with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker, and your phone will ring, even if it's on silent, so it goes back the other way, too. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each and every day. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS, thetracker.com, and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website, and we thank Tracker for that. Yeah, we stayed in D.C. last week, and we were actually, I want to say thank you to the good people at Kempton.
Wonderful
hotel.
Sarita.
Wonderful. We're building a relationship with them for TMOS, and Serena did a...
Sarita. Sarita,
thank you very much. She listens to the show, and she could not have been kinder and very helpful for us. Just down the street is the TMOS World Headquarters
right.
in Washington, D.C., and Carla and I were running around town. I believe it was Friday.
Yeah, you're bebopping around town?
Yeah, checking out the sights?
Sure, wanted to go to the monument and the White House and all that. We wanted to fly in, and we wanted to have an early dinner, a linner.
Linner.
Like about a 3 o'clock.
Shouldn't it be lunner?
Lunner?
I think linner's the... Because
it's three letters from both words.
How about dunch?
Yeah, I like dunch.
Dunch.
Oh, it sounds like you're taking a dump.
Dunch works. Let's take a dunch. So we get down and... We decided to grab a tea at the Starbucks in the Mike O'Mara Show World Headquarters building. By the way, I think we should name the building. I might redo the opening again. I think we might have from the Mike O'Mara Show World Headquarters.
I mean, that's what it is on it's on Facebook.
When you check it on Facebook.
Talk to the owner of the building about maybe getting a little signage out there under our window.
Mike, when you're subleasing, I don't know if that's something that they open your
We can always ask.
You know what?
All they can say is no.
Yes or no. That's absolutely right.
I'm going to call a big neon factory and say, do you do trade?
No, we could just dump that banner out over, just tie it to a couple of the windows and hang it off the side.
Why do you always want to be trashy?
Well, I mean, because we're gonna have the funds.
Yeah, but if we're gonna do something, we should do it right.
Well, what I'm saying is a real proposition, and what you boys are doing is and Rob's just pure because he doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
So he's doing absolute pure shtick right now.
How about this?
You're gonna mock me?
No, I'm not gonna mock you. I'm not gonna mock you.
Wouldn't it be great if we had some signage?
Four
on the
letters.
Building? What's wrong with that?
We'll take
those little letters that Rob bought from Target, and
they light up.
We will glue them to the side of the building.
What's that on top of that building as they're driving up Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah. TMOS.
Like TMOS. Thank you. I think it would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be kind of nice if we did that.
Get the super glue. It'll be our letters, a month before they say anything.
Yeah. You want to know you want to know the size of our letters?
Yes.
Bring one of the letters in. Which letter would you like to have come in right now?
I would like the O. You know what? The O is always a pain in the ass. Let's bring it
fell over.
In.
Yeah.
You want the M to come in?
No,
the O.
The O always rolls over.
Bring the O in.
Hi, how are you? I'm the O.
Hi, O.
Hi, O. Why don't you like standing up straight?
Yeah.
I like to fall over. That's how small. Look at how small I am.
That Mike, was the letter O.
You know how we're stacked and packed with interns these days?
Yes.
Just to give you perspective, six dudes in one office is rough.
It's hot.
We have Rofo, we have Adrian, and we have Damn Daniel here with us today.
Damn Daniel.
Dan O'Brien.
So
he seems to not like it. I thought you'd be thrilled with it. Why don't you like the jingle?
No, I love it. It's just like my third or fourth day here, and I already have a jingle.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey, don't get happy.
All right, you know what? Whoa. I guess what? We'll never play it again. How's that?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and delete it and then empty the trash.
Mike, you did this to him because he had such a great showing.
Now he's
leaning back in the chair, hanging out, doing his job, telling you what he likes, doesn't like.
He actually said something sexually inappropriate in the pre-show that I cannot repeat. Yes. And I said, hey, language.
Man, man. Well, signage. Just say,
they can go up to the top of the building. We have access to the roof.
Right.
Right.
And every day from 9 to roughly 10:30. They can hold up a banner.
I'll do it.
That's perfect.
Why not?
But you know what? You know what would be even more effective is, do any of you have sign spinning skills?
Ooh,
I can learn.
Genius. We can make a sign any day.
That's right. And put them on the counter.
Yes.
Put them out on the corner.
And just while we're doing the show every day, right down there.
One side will say on air. The other will say Michael Mara Show.
I'll put the website on it.
You know, though, Rob, I would think that would be a task for one of the new interns.
Oh, I agree.
As opposed to an intern that had been there a while. Perhaps an intern, let me see. Let me see if I can think for a second here. Let me see which intern.
Concentrate.
I'm hearing something. I'm hearing something in my head. It sounds like it might be a jingle. When are you here next, O'Brien?
I'm here Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Quick turnaround. Right,
oh, that's spinning. Plenty of time for him to make a sign.
Make a sign.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, it is with the making of the sign, especially.
Website on one side.
Right, and on air
on
now.
On air now. Yes. On the other.
I hate to throw your own words back at you, Dan, but do you remember when you said anything you need to help the show? This would be a tremendous help for the show.
It would be really, really
big
terrific.
Test, O'Brien. Yeah. Big test.
And you could go right down near that lady that screams the obscenities.
Yeah.
And,
and you scream something helpful, like joy, hope, deliverance.
You know what? I'll let Rob take care of this. I've certainly been the heavy a lot of times, but Rob, whatever you decide to do is okay with me.
Dan, I would like to see a picture of the sign by Sunday night.
Sounds good.
Very good. So getting back to this story.
I'm excited now, Mike. Now I'm excited.
Thank you.
You know why? Because we've got this guy.
Very excited. Being featured on the show. Now, meanwhile, I'm looking at Adrian's face right now because I can see him today, and he's just chomping because he'd actually like to go out and do it.
Well, I think that's actually his job, isn't it? Don't you work for a dealership?
Sort of.
I'm a customer.
I don't say anything. Thank you, Adrian. All right, very good. So we go down to the Starbucks.
Well played.
We grab a tea, and we go out in front, and we sit down, and we're waiting for our Lyft. And the Lyft is about, I wanted a Lyft Plus because I wanted a little more
luxury.
Elbow room.
Sure.
And because I'd gotten into a Corolla or like an Altima or a No Rumina. You know, I'd done
the
that.
Toyota
that
No Rumina?
The Toyota No Rumina.
Great car. Get it in red.
So I wanted a Toyota full space. I'm sitting down there, and the lady who I had not seen, and I guess you guys had talked about her, but comes by and she's going, F you. F you. I do. F.
She didn't like Friday's show.
Yeah. I bet Carla looks surprised at that.
There's a guy that's sitting next to us. He's got a denim shirt on, and he's drinking what appears to be like a tea that he got at Starbucks.
Sure.
I think it was Starbucks. And he's reading a book. Like a lot of people have laptops. Some people are reading. And he's sitting there. I didn't look at him. I just kind of saw him peripherally, but he was hanging. We were literally sitting at the table next to him. And this lady's going, F like that. I'm like, wow, I guess I she's got some issues there. I said something to Carla. This guy next to us, suddenly he speaks up and, hold on just a second.
No problem.
Excuse me. Okay. Frankie, shut up. All right.
For those of you who don't speak dog, what Frankie was saying was F, right. F.
No, he was saying, Blue Apron just got delivered here. That's exactly what he was barking at. Goes
strong.
Nuts in the Blue Apron guy. So, anywho, guy says, I make a comment. She's screaming down by the bus station. And the guy, by the bus, not the station, but by
stop.
The little bus stop.
Stop. Yes.
Yeah.
With the plexiglass they have up there.
The 33.
And
yeah, the 33,
guy says, this guy says something like, what does he say the first thing? He said, that's incredible. Boy, isn't that liberating? That must be really liberating. And when I hear that, you know, it's kind of, I chuckle a little bit because I'm like, that's kind of a funny comment. You know, you're free enough where you can just say F you to people all over the world and you can do that. Is everything okay?
Shannon's just dropping off my Bolivian bread for the trip after the show today.
Shannon, would you like to join us for a moment?
Are you going right to the airport?
Right to the airport.
Shannon. Shannon, can you lean in and say hi to our audience, please? Please. Can you, everybody see Shannon?
Yeah, right. Shannon in the morning.
You look so handsome.
Oh, God bless you. That's way to suck up to the boss. That's very, very nice. Thank you.
Thanks for the bread, Peach.
Oh, there he is. I can't.
And for my soup.
Shannon, Shannon, I want to tell you something. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I'm waiting for your review.
She can't, but she's about to get headphones right now. Rob Ford, thank you.
Shannon, I wanted to say something. I don't think I've ever seen you look lovelier than you looked the day of our improv show.
Wasn't she stunning?
You were really beautiful. It was really nice to see you, and I'm glad we had a great time, and I hope you recovered from the weekend's festivities.
I did. Thank you. It was a blast.
All right.
Love you, Peach. Go get your, you know, you're taken care of. I appreciate it. We talked about on air that you take care
of that. No, we didn't. That was before the show.
We'll talk about it later. All right. Love you, Peach. Yes. Hey, don't get your eyebrows.
This is why I don't listen.
Shannon, now you have to say it, Oscar. Now you have to say it.
I don't know that you should, Oscar. I don't think you should.
Let me say this. She's getting a laser wax.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's exactly right.
And every woman should. I know Pony's not into that, but I'll tell you this.
What?
Pony's not into women who are into it, or Pony himself?
Pony's not, not into women that laser, are into though. That. Okay. He likes an older woman.
Sure.
So.
That's loud.
Right this way, Miss Crawford.
But Mike, yes. Mr. Santana woke up a little late today.
Oh, and he's speaking of himself in the third person.
I said, right. Well, I need my trusty assistant to pack my bag and get the Bolivian bread from my mom before I get to work.
You know, ironically, that's the name of Oscar's autobiography.
Would you like a pancito? You would love one, actually.
I'll take anything you'll give me. Yeah.
Can I see it? Oh, let's see it. Let Sounds me wrap like this up while he's getting
yeah,
his
please,
bread
please,
up.
Please.
Let me wrap this up. Okay. So the guy says, isn't it liberating? And then he begins this rambling paragraph, and I realize, and I'm looking over at Carla, we were staring at the crazy person, and under my breath, and I mean, we are on top of this guy. His table is right next to ours.
No.
And I say, in the best stage whisper that I can muster, I say to Carla, Carla, he's crazy. Because you never know. The thing that was masking his crazy.
Well, we're all crazy here.
The thing that was masking his crazy was the fact that the other lady was so over-the-top crazy. So the moral of the story is you never know who's really crazy.
Like that patio is a landmine of mental illness.
Yeah, like flypaper.
Really incredible.
Like flypaper for nutcases.
Spectacular. Now, let me see. What is the goodie?
That is an empanada con queso, I'm almost positive.
It means an empanada with cheese, right? Yeah.
Oh, no, with cheese. Cheese.
Allow me to sample right now.
God, it looks good from here. Oh, it really does. Yeah, well,
some are filled with pineapple, which is really good.
Oh, my God. It's great. It's fried, isn't it?
Yeah, fried.
Oh, my God.
Fried cheese.
What made you think that? The crispy extra coating that was on the outside, you moron? It's fried. What I can say, I'm 3,000 miles away, and I'm looking down here, and I say, I know it's fried.
It could have been baked, and I was sort of leading with a question.
Do you like it?
It's fantastic. It's filled with a real mild cheese.
Like, well, yeah, fresh cheese, queso casero.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, queso casero. So my mom found out I was going.
What kind of cheese is that?
It's a white cheese that comes from the Mercado Latino.
Yes, it's very
popular. Not mozzarella.
Now that Trump has been elected, it's the most popular
it's
cheese.
It's out of place cheese.
So my mom calls. She goes, Tatiana dice que está haciendo visitar Luca para su cumpleaños, which is basically, Tat came to, called me and told me you're coming down to see Luca for his birthday. I said, yes. She goes, can you... ¿Puedes recoger los pancitos y las empanadas antes del trabajo? So she's good. She made
so cute when he's speaking Spanish.
She made him this morning.
Are you going to get stopped by like customs or
Mike,
something like that?
This is how foreign my mom is.
Right.
She made him this morning. She left him with the security guard at Elizabeth Arden. Shannon had to go talk to the security guard.
Hey, Mike, when you were on in the mornings, did you ever compete against Harden and Weaver?
Was your mom getting a, does she work there?
No, she works there on, what's today, Fridays, right?
Okay, yeah. All right.
So I said, Shannon, you got to go pick them up. My mom says don't squish them because they're fresh.
Now, they're amazing.
I've got another pastry item, and then I'll show you how she packed them that I have to take them on the plane with me. Right, mind you, this woman... In 2006, put me on a plane with a full filet mignon right in my duffel bag, and I was stopped by TSA, and I had to explain that my mom was foreign, and this is why I'm taking steaks on a plane.
Great movie, by the way.
A full filet mignon. That's fantastic. What else do you
Oh, my God. She has cookies for 40.
Because you know why? The kids love them. And they do. That's why I have to take
it. What kind of cookies are they?
That's why.
Hey, give one to Rofo.
Yeah,
you know
Rofo,
he's
I know you're hungry. Oh, come on, buddy. Sorry.
Smells like a shortbread cookie. Maybe. And by the way, Mike, the cheese in the empanada is a very mild white cheese, not unlike mozzarella. It tastes like a cow cheese, but it's very good.
Okay, this is a pancito. It's
this is not sweet.
It's not sweet. Not sweet. Savory.
It's almost like a thick baked Cheez-It.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice pull.
Rofo,
oh,
it really is. Rofo, wow. How are you enjoying it?
It's really good. What's this outer coating on it? It really is.
It's cocaine.
That's it. Go to break.
I feel so energized.
Oh, my God. It's cocaine. We'll take a break. Come back. Oh, Oscarazzi.
Yeah.
You got time to prepare an Oscarazzi with all your food?
I have one.
All right, yeah, well, we'll take a break and be right back with Oscarazzi on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. While there's a momentary silence from the guys, I'll take the opportunity to speak up and tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show app. If you're a fan of the show but are away from the computer, you can still access the show. Just download the free Mike O'Mara Show app and enjoy the content of the show from anywhere. The app allows you to automatically download new shows straight to your device and includes access to all more broadcasting shows, including Tech 411, Cake and Cookies, and The Robin Joe Show. I don't know how those people talk so much. See what you're missing and download the Mike O'Mara Show app today. Now that's my speaking quota for the week. Go now and download in peace.
Thank you, Vincent. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. It's truly one of my favorite things. Now, my innovative friends at Sleep Number have created a pillow that's so comfortable, it's everybody's favorite, including mine. I am not exaggerating when I tell you I have been pillow challenged for a while. There are lots of pillows on the market out there. I have fallen in love with my Sleep Number comfort pillow. It is the best. It's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. It is so completely supportive and comfortable. I can't describe how it feels. It's a unique feel. It's got memory foam coupled with a premium down alternative.
It's the future,
fibers.
Mike.
It is the future of pillows.
They sent me one as well, and I got to tell you, I fight with it over Shannon every morning.
Or do you fight with Shannon over it?
Yeah.
I fight with Shannon over it every morning.
It's really amazing, and it is so. You know what I love the most about it? We got a bunch of pillows on our bed.
Yeah.
But when I touch that, you always know which one that is. It's got a little more heft to it.
Yes.
And it's just a great pillow.
Quality.
It's so comfortable. Truly the must-have gift for everybody on your list. This is something where if you're, you know, not necessarily getting yourself a brand new Sleep Number bed, go get yourself the pillow. The Sleep Number setting's an 85. I've told you that. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95, 7.5 hours of blissful sleep. There's just one place you'll find the Comfort Fit pillow at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one and get one 50% off. Buy one for yourself and a friend or a loved one. Be sure to check out all their greatest gifts for smarter sleep. You'll find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by going to sleepnumber.com. Make sure to slide to the left and slide to the right, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Yeah, do a little dance. Yeah. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. It's the end of the week. Time for Oscarazzi.
Gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Are you going to be spending Thanksgiving with the Kardashian and Jenner family?
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not.
I live for.
For those of you at home that have been fiending for your Kardashian ever since she got robbed, they'll be back, and the big host will be Kylie Jenner. Some say the sub-Jenners of all the Kardashians, because you've got Kylie,
yes,
which is the youngest.
I didn't realize there was a rank of sub-Jenner.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Is this their greedy little foray back into the public eye? When they took a little hiatus after the robbery, is this how they slime back?
Well, Mike,
into the
it's a holiday special, much like the Bob Hope specials of past entertainment days.
It's me, it's old Jack Frost. Wow. This guy's so big, he's as big as a refrigerator. He lands up under the ground.
Really. Look, there's Olivia Newton-John walking down the street. Let's take a stroll.
How about little Joey Heatherton? Isn't she marvelous? Yeah, it's fantastic. Boy, I tell you, I enjoyed that show just about as much as the one I did in Da Nang. Are you kidding me?
But, Mike, you nailed it. They are using the good faith of the holiday season to weasel their way back in.
To insert themselves back because they couldn't stay away.
No, they couldn't
even make 3 months, right?
No,
they
not couldn't even do like that. A month. Right. It's been about a month.
Weasel walk. puzzle. It's not Kendall Jenner. It's Kylie Jenner. 19-year-old. She'll be hosting a Friendsgiving dinner. And
yeah, she's the one that like is always going out to a club with her cans hanging out, right? Isn't she that one?
They both do that.
Yeah, they all do that. You know, you see it online. I mean, it's cans. It's such a simple
don't you
formula.
Click through for the bigger image, though. We all do.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner's scandalous outfit will make your jaw drop. Click, 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 click.
You
click,
won't
click,
believe click. Number six.
Right. But you know what? They're all going to, and they're going to spell, by the way, the next kid that's, you know, produced by one of these Kardashian Jenners.
Oh, speaking of.
The next kid that's produced is going to be a name with a K, too. It's not going to be the perfect name. It's going to be Clickbait. With a K. Clickbait with a K.
This is my baby Clickbait.
Baby Clickbait. Look at little baby Clickbait.
Are you guys space... I'm sorry. Are you guys South Park fans?
No. I am not.
No?
I'm decidedly not. Well,
you might be now. So, okay. The creators of South Park had already had an episode in the can for the election.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Nice
is that
pull,
it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Rewrite of all rewrites had to happen because as we were shocked, the world was shocked that Donald Trump won the election, right?
Everybody yep. was, yes.
They rewrote the entire episode.
Oh, the whole wow. thing?
Yes. To where now the plot line is that Cartman is trying to leave Earth, so he gets in the good graces of SpaceX to go to Mars to find humanity. So the idea that they went back as soon as they saw the results, we wrote that episode.
That's a tall order when you're talking about the animation series.
They went, they did a complete pivot to now throughout the episode, he gets to SpaceX because they're having their big Mars push, right? That they'll be in Mars within 10 years.
Right.
That now Cartman tries to get into the SpaceX program where he gets there and is launched to Mars.
Is that the little guy?
The fat one. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I look forward to seeing. I might actually look in on that one.
It's creative for them to change it, right?
I hate to be the negative Nelly here, but don't you think they probably at least had been thinking of a plan B? To turn it that fast, that's almost ridiculous.
It seems pretty astounding they would do that. Speaking of television programs, thank you for the recommendation for Mr. Robot, but I will be pivoting.
Okay.
And Goliath is what I will be looking in on.
What happened to Mr. Robot?
Billy Bob Thornton. I received a rather passionate email from Mr. Tab Patterson that moved me off of Mr. Robot.
Tab.
Tab was very vocal in saying that is not the show for me. That show kind
Why?
Of meanders.
Why? Because it's smart.
I'm
and
not
it's about
no,
computers.
I think Tab's give it. Tab's somebody who likes smart television. Tab and I have commiserated on our TV viewing, and so
don't
and
you the both other have one ponds with bullfrogs in the back?
The other one is the Crown. I'm going to look on the Crown.
Oh, is that the one where
version.
Crown Royal?
Young Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth,
and Lithgow doesn't Lithgow play?
Lithgow is Winston Churchill.
Yes, I've heard a lot of good stuff about that.
Yes, there we are.
Why
we
settle? Are.
All right, Tab.
Why settle when you can select?
Stop moving in on our TV viewing suggestions.
I do believe, you know, at least Tab never sent you a bootleg of an entire run of a series.
Hey.
Oh. He's that type of guy, is he?
No, they have a past, you see.
Oh, that's right. Tab, you keep doing the Lord's work. Keep sending Mike lights that he'll break. All right.
Stop picking on him. Thanks. I want to say thank you. I appreciate it, Colonel.
He's a good guy.
Thanks, Colonel Patterson.
Bella Hadid and The Weeknd have broken up for the second time. Aww. Hearts are broken everywhere. Mm. This is a tough part about being a celebrity and dating a model that's worth millions of dollars.
Do you think Bella Hadid's going to hold on to her looks?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
At least
you think
she's young
be
right
like
now.
Her mom? Where she'll have those looks, or do you think that the father's influence of the looks will take over and she'll be kind of like, she'll turn into a...
I think that money can buy things. A lot of youth.
Yeah, all that
you know
carpet
what I mean.
Cleaning money.
Yes. No, it's not Hadid carpets.
Oh, it's not?
It's Bella Hadid.
Bella
right?
Hadid, yes.
Oh. See, I'm a Bella fan. I like Bella better than Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, Gigi is not my favorite.
Uh-oh. Just one call
related.
To Joe Hadid.
You
stand right. on it. Yeah. We stand behind it.
Yeah. Hey, that makes me think of our little friend, the little guy. Where's he been hiding? You know? The little guy, Jay. Oh, Jay Rosenberg.
He's a good little guy.
Where's Jay been hiding? You know? With his medallions. Where the hell is he? And that didn't. It doesn't really matter. He'll never buy any ads on our show.
No,
but,
no.
You know, I'm just kind of.
You saw him at that pet show.
Yeah, we. Oh, he did buy. Pet show, you know, he did buy a show. Yeah. He did buy advertising. Uh-huh. I cannot say that. And he's been very generous to me.
Don't
over
forget.
The years,
so. Don't forget your friends,
yeah.
Mike. Don't forget.
Yeah, we're
them.
Friends. I don't. I miss the little guy. You know, I want to get together.
Quit saying something. Little guy.
Sorry, he's a good guy.
Great guy.
Good guy.
Bella
good
Hadid. Fella.
If you stand
and the
on it.
Broke up. No, it's not Hadid carpet cleaners.
Okay, that's his former magnets. Client. That's not his client anymore.
Really,
daughter.
Last I checked.
Know this: that Bella Hadid makes her Victoria's Secret fashion show or the Angel Show. Some we call it
yes.
as well. Her debut in just a few months.
She's a gifted young lady.
And The Weeknd will be playing that show.
Awkward.
They'll be broken up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my Woo! God. I bet she'll, backstage, she'll probably have to fly right by him with his wings.
Yeah. G-strings all the way. See what you're missing?
Rob, by the way, with the new climate, I will be injecting more bad grammar into the show.
I think that's
be,
good.
All right.
And that I'll is Oscarazzi that. For today.
Hey, that ain't thank that, you. That ain't a good that ain't that a good one?
All
right, thank you. We'll take a break, America, and come back with the audio ball, last audio ball of the week, right here. This one of them good shows we're doing. We'll be right back. We're fixing to have a good show.
So, how was your week? Yeah, I know. But good news, I can fix it. Join us Saturday morning on 97.1 The Wave and let your troubles fade away for at least 3 hours. It's Rob Radio, the Rob Spiewak Show. This week, the best music ever made, and we salute the Wrecking Crew. It's music and fun. And if you're not careful, you might learn something before it's done. You see? Rob Radio, Saturday mornings at 7 on 97.1 The Wave, your beat station, or 971thewave.com, or on the Extra Boss Wave app. I'll see you on the radio.
Rob Spiewak.
You want to start your weekend the right way? That's a great show with Rob's music show. And
we,
it's like Christmas every Saturday.
Can we personally thank The Wave for supporting the live show?
Oh, my God. They yes. were great. Yeah. Yeah,
we should have done good. That initially, and I'm so sorry. It's been a crazy week.
Let
right?
me give a. I'll give you a better tip for supporting 97.1 The Wave, our station down in Ocean City. We will be popping a whole bunch of brand new promos on there for them next week.
Yeah. Fantastic. We'll oh, good. Whole, good, good.
We'll send a whole slew of them down and call the guys at The Wave and ask if they want anything special done for any of the other disc jockeys on that station. I'd be glad to do
oh, that's
anything
awesome.
They
it's
want me
nice.
To do, whether it's a voice or whatever. That'd be a lot of fun because
hey,
they
Batman.
Support us. 97.1 The Wave. Rob's on the show. What time tomorrow morning?
7 a.m. and we're going to salute the Wrecking Crew. If you've never seen this documentary, it's about studio musicians that played on just about every great record of the 1960s, but they never got credit for it. Because if the label said, say, the Grassroots, it was actually the Wrecking Crew playing on the record.
Oh, wow.
You're going to be shocked at the musicians and where they played, and they never got credit. A
and
lot
you'll be
of
playing
great
their
music.
Music, right?
Yeah, all the great music. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Welcome ahead. Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by NOLA 2017, everybody. Yes, you heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans, Louisiana. And you're still buying these tickets, and they're going fast.
Ditch.
So you better get yours soon. Saturday, November 4th, a year away, but you got to get your tickets soon. That's why we do it. November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live. It's the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For one show only, there are a limited number of seats available. So get your tickets right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans. If you are a TMOS fan, I will tell you this is the must attend event. Absolutely the must. Now look, we've done them on the East Coast. We've done them on the West Coast. We're meeting in the middle in New Orleans, Louisiana.
And what a great city. Oh my God.
It's so excited. It's going to be a great time. Probably like 3, 4, 5 days of fun for everybody. Make an entire vacation out of it. Saturday, November 4th, 2017. It all culminates at the House of Blues. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details. Buy your tickets now. They really are going every day now.
Oh yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. And as Rob always likes to say, I'll try it, Rob.
Good,
are you ready?
Good, yeah.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Yeah, let Woo! The good times roll, yeah! Cher. Very nice,
wonderful.
Very nice.
Right, let's open up the audio vault. Hold on, there it is. All right, I got it. All right, thank you. This is the audio vault for Friday, November 11, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, we asked you what you wanted on the audio vault,
yep.
And we listened.
All right.
We're going to talk sausage.
Sausage is a great deal like life. You get out of it about what you put into it. And at Jimmy Dean's,
hi, Jimmy.
We put in the good quality cuts of meat, combine it with our very special spices.
Oh, thank you.
You get
thank
tasty
you.
Sausage, it doesn't all cook away. Taste thank that you. Country goodness. Thank
so,
you.
I was thinking about sausage and how much I love sausage, how much I love Jimmy Dean sausage.
Right.
But not everybody does.
Well, some people love it so much that if you include less sausage in the package,
right,
you're going to get somebody really angry. And this has been heard on hundreds of radio programs, but I never get tired of listening to the fat man and his family bitching about Jimmy Dean not including enough sausage in the tube.
I love, and also, if you've heard it before, listen again with new ears. Listen to it escalate. Because that's the best part.
Yeah, here is, you think he's just giving a very respectful complaint call, and then he gets angry.
All right, sausage complaint, part one.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your product. Your product's very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage.
Yep.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage. But you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump, stocky girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again.
Now, if he were to end there, it would be okay. But also, let us reflect. You mentioned it, Mike.
He's made some solid points, though.
Well, the solid point is five people need two dozen eggs.
No, he would buy more, but you don't have that option.
Yeah,
right.
They don't provide that option. And if he had ended
really,
it there.
I'm someone who loves my breakfast sausage, so I can totally relate to this guy.
Yeah, but Mike, he doesn't stop there.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He's angry.
He goes on.
And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks.
What?
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price.
Oh.
I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own sauce made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that roll of sausage. Son of a somebody needs a kick. Some little consumer geekaroid this up. Save money. Yeah, save money. Come on, eat, God.
Save money. Maybe the problem part. The problem is that you're serving sausage with T-bone steaks.
Could we isolate, I want to eat, God damn it.
I want to eat, God damn it.
And we can just have that as a drop.
I want to eat, God damn it. Let me do that right now. And I've got a family, three men at over 200 pounds each. Now, you're wondering how old those men are.
Yes.
You know, they're all living in the house, it sounds like, because he's talking to you and your brother.
Yeah. I'm seeing Billy Bob Thornton, you know,
No.
Taters and mustard.
No, I think it's actually. Now, listen, I want you to go upstairs. Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait a second. A complaint call for the show.
Yes.
We want you to go up and get your brother named Barry and have him come down to the breakfast table right now.
He's named Barry. I ate my sausage before I cooked it.
It's not quite as tasty as yours, but I'll buy it. I'll go back to doing what I did 30 years ago.
Yeah, and you know there's a high percentage of human flesh in that sausage that he buys.
May include snouts.
That's exactly. 2016 strikes again. We knew he was older. We knew he was in bad health. But I was still surprised to hear of the passing of Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, who wrote this song, Hallelujah, that you hear it constantly on American
Chuck
Idol.
Chuck Buckley covered it.
Beautiful, beautiful song. And he was also, actually, you'll know him probably. He wrote one of the main songs in the movie Natural Born Killers, Waiting for the Miracle. Scary.
I've been waiting day and day.
But he was mostly known for writing music for other artists.
Yes.
But at 82, still a tremendous loss. So safe home, Leonard Cohen.
Is that Juliette Lewis who was in that movie?
Yeah, it was. She's
at her all-time weirdest.
Yeah, creepiest? I think so.
She's got a new series. Is it on CBS?
I don't know.
Like, it's a cop. She was in D.C. filming it. She actually went into a Shannon studio, and I was like, what's she doing in D.C.? And we tracked it down. There's actually a hit show now, if I'm not mistaken, on CBS.
How's she holding up?
She looks great.
I saw her on the street corner of D.C. screaming the F word.
Nah, she was just mad she didn't get sausage with her breakfast.
Is anyone going to watch the UFC fight this weekend between Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor?
Should be a great fight.
They're expensive, though. They're so damn expensive.
You'll enjoy this, Mike.
You deserve it.
Yeah, come on. After you know what? You'll save at least enough money not drinking this weekend to pay for the fight.
You got a babysitter. Is it Saturday night fight?
I think it is, isn't it, Austin?
You can go to a bar that's playing it.
Bar.
Yeah, but won't it roll at about like 12:30?
Yeah, you're not going to see that fight at 11:30, 12.
I might do it when I come home. We'll see what I'm
motivated. Well, there was a press conference for the fight, and Eddie Alvarez was there, and Conor McGregor was late for the press conference.
He hates
press
conferences.
Did you see Conor McGregor in New York when he broke up that bullying situation?
No.
Where there was a kid that was like, bitch slapping this other kid, and Conor McGregor like jumped out of his limo and broke up the fight. It was fantastic.
That's cool.
Conor McGregor. I hope it was.
He was late to this press conference, and Eddie Alvarez was not too kind about it.
So I'm half Irish, right? I'm half Irish. I'm disappointed in the country of Ireland right now that this is their representative. This is your representative. Where is he? Where is he? You know what? I don't even have an opponent. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
So when he comes, starts to walk out.
Are you annoyed at all that Conor McGregor can't make it here on time? Speaking of the devil.
This guy.
Here he is. Sorry I'm late. I just don't give a
So
you want to talk about what to isolate? Isolate that for a particular individual. Rob, I swear to God, isolate that
for me.
Please.
All right, and we will close with this. This happens occasionally, where a nighttime talk show will double up on a joke. But last night we got the same joke on three different shows. Mm. And it's got to make them feel so creepy to know that their minds are all working at the same time. Jimmy Kimmel.
While their husbands were talking, the first lady met with FLOTUS-to-be Melania Trump. That went something like this. Michelle said, "Welcome to the White House, Mrs. Trump." And Melania said, "Welcome to the White House, Mrs. Trump."
Jimmy Fallon.
While President Obama met with Donald Trump, Michelle Obama met privately with Melania Trump. Michelle said, "It's a pleasure to welcome you and Donald to the White House." And Melania said, "It is a pleasure to welcome you and Donald to the White House."
I like hearing it three times.
Stop copying me. Seriously.
And James Corden.
Whilst they were in Washington, Melania Trump met the first lady, Michelle Obama. Michelle was like, "It's so nice to meet you." And Melania was like, "It's so nice to meet you." And Michelle was like, "Welcome to the White House." And Melania was like, "Welcome to the White House." Stop that. You stop that.
Comedy Gold, Mike.
You're copying me.
Yeah. Well, at least it works three times. Hey, Mike, that's your magic audio vault.
It's over. Time to get
f***ing faced. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's awesome. I like that. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike Romero Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007 to send a letter or a birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment. It's Rob with two B's at MikeRomeroShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks to TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support, and please share our love or your love. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support, and please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
It's over! Time to get f***ing faced!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.